Calling all small firm architects. It's time to tap into your full potential with Entree Architects Context and Clarity, where inspiration meets innovation. Hey, it's Mark R. LePage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my two favorite co-hosts, Jeff Eccles and Katie Kangas, as they bring together authors, experts, and thought leaders for electric conversations with entrepreneur architects around the globe. It's not just a podcast. It's a community where dreams meet action.
There's a simple equation there. And what for me, what that did, just doing that basic calculation, was it allowed me to compare what I had actually saved in my retirement accounts to what I thought a possible projected annual spend might be.
Artists are temperamental, so beautiful design is going to be a priority. When the job is done, we're going to actually need to live in the house, not live with the person who designed it. And so for me, the artistic skill, the architectural skill is most important. And so I would say like that would be 60% of it, if not more.
Gain insights to build a successful practice. Subscribe, engage, and let's redefine your future together. Join the Context and Clarity community, where every conversation adds to your blueprint for success. Have you picked up your access to the free profit course yet? Because we know that running a small firm is tough, and ending the year with a profit is even tougher. That's why we created Profit for Small Firm Architects. That's a free 3-module digital course, and it's available to you completely free right now by visiting entrearchitect.com/free course. This is the Entree Architect Podcast, episode 118. Welcome back to the Entree Architect Podcast. My name is Mark R. LePage, and this is the podcast dedicated to a successful life as a small firm architect. Whether you have plans to someday start your own firm, whether you're in the process of launching a startup, or you might be an experienced small firm architect just trying to make a difference, this podcast is for you. My goal is to inspire you to build a better business so that you may pursue your purpose with passion and live the life of your dreams. Your firm culture will develop with or without your guidance, and it will make us or break us as small firm architects. This week on the Entree Architect Podcast, I answer the questions, what is firm culture and why is it so critical to the success of our firms? This episode of the Entree Architect Podcast is sponsored by FreshBooks, the easiest way to send invoices, manage expenses, and track your time. Learn more at freshbooks.com/architect. So all year long here at Entree Architect, every month we're going to be talking about a different subject. And here we are in April, so we're moving on. In January, we talked about finance all month long, financial management. And in February, we talked about business development and sales. And in March, we just wrapped up March. March, we spoke about leadership the entire month. And every week, we talked about a different subject and we got into the depth of it. So I would go back, if I were you, and go back and listen to some of those episodes about finance and about business development and about leadership. And because all of those things, they all lead to one thing. And the one thing that we're going to talk about today is culture. It's April, and all month long, we're going to be talking about culture. And many of us architects here, I mean, we're so focused on the things that we're doing, all the work that we're doing, the design that we're doing, the businesses that we're running. And culture is like one of the last things we think about. We think about it almost as this soft topic, that it's not really that important. It's not directly related to the success of our firms. It's not as important, certainly, as sales or marketing or getting the next job through the door, right? Or financial management, making sure the bills are paid and that we have enough money to end up with a profit, right? And it's certainly not as important as design, right? Well, I think it is. I think it's critically important. A positive, healthy culture is critical to the success of any business. And, you know, if you listen to the business podcasts and read magazines like Entrepreneur and Fast Company, you hear about these large companies like Zappos and Southwest Airlines. And to them, culture is everything. They've built their entire brands around these positive, healthy cultures. And everything is built around their culture. Culture comes first in many of these businesses. It is super critical. It comes before sales. It becomes before marketing. It becomes before finances. It even becomes before their products and services. The culture trumps everything. That the success of the people working within those companies, and their happiness and their comfort and their ability to do their jobs at the highest level possible, those are the things that they focus on first. All those other things are critical. They're all important. They're all necessary. Everything that we're going through this entire year, finance, business development, leadership, culture, client fulfillment, technology, management, marketing, life, community, planning, those are all incredibly important things. And that's why we're going to spend a month on each one of those topics. And we're going to spend a month on culture because it is that important. It comes before everything. It even comes before customers. It comes before customers. Gary Keller, the CEO of Southwest Airlines, on a recent episode of the Entree Leadership podcast with Ken Coleman, one of my favorites, he asked Ken did, how important is culture to the success of Southwest Airlines? And this is what he said. This is a quote. He said, "I think it's everything." He said, "I think it's everything." He said, "It's more than just critical. It's literally everything for a company." That's a quote. A firm culture is going to develop with or without your guidance. It's going to happen whether you control it or you don't, whether you manage it or not, whether you think about it or not. It's going to happen when you bring people into your firm, the personalities and the experiences and the way that people interact with one another naturally will create a firm culture. And you may get lucky. You may get lucky that your firm culture might be successful, might be healthy, it might be okay, or it may not. And you may spend your entire time working every day trying to manage this unhealthy, negative culture, trying to keep the people from damaging your firm. So it is incredibly very important, incredibly critical, firm culture. So what is firm culture and why is it so important? Well, clearly we just talked about some of the reasons why it's so important and everything else sort of hinges on it. But let's start with a definition. What are we talking about here? What is firm culture? A firm culture refers to the beliefs and the behaviors that determine how your team interacts and how they handle transactions inside and outside your studio environment, right? A firm culture refers to the beliefs and behaviors, so it's what people believe and the way they act, and how that is determined by your firm and how they interact with one another and how they handle transactions, how they handle their job inside the studio as well as outside the studio. That's the culture. That's what it is. That's what we're talking about here. And what do you want your firm to look like? How do you want your team to act? How do you want them to make decisions? How do you want them to treat your clients? How do you want them to treat one another? How do they interact with you, the leadership? And how do you, the leadership, interact with them? These are all questions that are significantly determined by the firm's culture. It's what makes up the culture. It also, culture's so deep that it also is the result of many other factors. Work-life balance. You hear us talk about work-life balance all the time. I call it work-life integration, bringing my firm and my family together. That's why I have this small firm, so I can do that, so I can have these flexible hours. That's part of the culture of my firm. Customer service, how you interact with people. Customer service is part of your culture. The work hours, it affects the culture. It's the result of some, your work hours affects your culture. The flexible hours that you may have, you know, you may give your staff the ability to work when they want to work, as long as they get the work done. The physical studio environment, the workspace, the workplace that they work within, that is a result that results in developing the culture. Gossip. Whether your team gossips and they talk behind other people's back, that's important. You know, in Dave Ramsey's organization, gossip, if someone gossips at Dave Ramsey's firm, they're gone. It's termination. It is corrosive to a culture. The transparency within the firm affects culture. Communication within the firm, communication outside the firm. These are all things that we need to focus on in order to know what's going to happen. These are all things that will result in your culture. And whether you manage these things or not, loyalty, whether your employees and your team feel that they're part of something unique, that they're part of a purpose, that they want to stay and they want to develop this firm with you. That's loyalty. They want to be with you as long as they need to be in order to get to the place where you're going. It's part of your culture. Compensation policies, how people get paid and when they get paid. You know, happy teams result in happy clients. And happy teams are the result of your culture. And equity, we hear this term equity all the time. Rosa Shang is talking about equity by design. They're having a survey. They just wrapped up a survey here just a couple days ago. They finished up the survey. So they're working on the new results of the survey. Equity by design. Equity is the result of a firm culture. It's something that you need to be intentional about in order for those things to happen within the culture of your firm. Let's take a quick break here to say thank you to FreshBooks for their support as a platform sponsor of Entree Architect, because as a platform sponsor, FreshBooks has provided funding and support for our overall mission here at Entree Architect. They recognize the need for small firms like us to build better businesses in order to be better architects. FreshBooks is the easy-to-use accounting software designed to help us small firm owners get organized, save time, and get paid faster. It takes care of invoicing, expense tracking, estimating, reporting, and it all happens out on the cloud, so you have access to your information from anywhere that you have access to the internet. And I use FreshBooks for my own small firm, Five Cat Studio, and my favorite feature of the FreshBooks software is sending my invoices by email and allowing my clients to pay by credit card. When FreshBooks says that you'll get paid faster, they're not kidding. With the convenience of clicking a button and paying by credit card, many of my clients pay now as soon as they receive their invoice. And for those clients who don't pay right away, FreshBooks automatically sends them a reminder of the balance due at an interval that I set. So once I send an invoice, I can go back to being an architect, and I don't need to chase down any of my clients. And Tim Lee of FreshBooks will show you how easy it is to send invoices by email on our exclusive video series Tim and I produced exclusively for the Entree Architect community. Check out this free video series at entrearchitect.com/FreshBooksVideo. There's no catch. There's no email. It's completely free. Just go to entrearchitect.com/FreshBooksVideo and you will get the videos right away. There's three of them. Shows you everything you need to know about getting started. And then go to FreshBooks.com/Architect and sign up for your free 30-day trial and give it a try. It's free. I suggest you just send one invoice and see what happens. That's how I got started. Just send one invoice to one client and see how it works. And when I did that and I got paid much faster than usual, I signed up for the rest of it and I set up my whole account in FreshBooks. FreshBooks.com/architect for your free 30-day trial. And be sure to enter Entree Architect in the How Did You Hear About Us section. So many of you are sole proprietors, right? And you're listening to me talk here and you're thinking, well, this doesn't apply to me. I work all by myself, right? But it does. It does affect you. whether you're managing a team of 50 or 5 or whether you work alone, all of the questions that I just asked, all of the factors that I just mentioned, all of them apply to you too, right? They're all things that you need to be aware of, and they may be natural to you. You may just do them the way you do them, but they're all critical parts of your business, and you must manage and be intentional with how you're going to address them, even if you're working by yourself. Right? The studio environment is going to affect the way you work, whether you're happy or not. You have a cool, comfortable place to work, or you're working in a basement, you know, with no windows. That affects the culture within your studio, even if you're all by yourself. It's these things are critical. So, and really the only difference is that it's easier to communicate your values and your culture when you're working with a smaller team or when you're working alone. That's the only difference, is that it's easier to communicate. So how do we ensure that we have a positive, healthy culture? How do we do this? The first thing is that you need to be intentional. You need to think about these things that I just talked about. You have to realize that they're part of something that's happening within your firm, whether you're dealing with them or not. And I think the intentionality is the most important piece. You have to be intentional about this. And it starts with the values. It starts with a set of values. It starts with a set of values. This week on the blog, I shared my firm's, my firm is Five Cat Studio, and I shared our foundation of values. It's the culture statement that's contained within our business plan. So that's what we did. These are the values on which we've built our firm. It guides our decisions, our policies, and how we do business. And it guides us on how we do business inside the studio as well as outside the studio. So our foundation of values, I think this is something that you can do to start. This is a way to be intentional. This is a way to get started wrapping your head around all these things, because there's so many pieces that affect your firm culture. But it starts with values. It starts with how do you want your firm to be? And so create a foundation of values. Our foundation of values, and I wrote it in the blog, so you can go over and check it out. But our foundation of values is a list of words and then just a quick little note after the word. It's just a reminder. So it starts kindness. That's the first word I used. The first word in our foundation of values, kindness. And then I wrote, be nice, even when others are not. How is that for a rule? How is that for a foundation of values? Kindness. Be nice, even when others are not. What about when a contractor is trying to blame something on you that wasn't your fault? Are you going to be nice? Kindness. Be nice, even when others are not. The second one is honesty. Always tell the truth and communicate with clarity. Don't ever cover something up. It always comes back to bite you. Honesty. You want honesty in your firm. You want honesty outside of your firm. The third one is integrity. Say what you mean. Do what you promise when you promise every time. If you tell a client that you're going to have a project finished by a certain date, you're going to have a project done on a certain date. Say what you mean. Do what you say. Do what you promise when you promise every time. The fourth one is respect. Treat all people as you would want to be treated. Treat all people as you would want to be treated. Give everybody respect. The lowest to the highest, no matter who they are, they get respect. Confidence. Know your subject. Speak and act with confidence. Confidence is so important to the success of anybody, whether you're a draftsman or you're a business owner of a 500-person firm. Confidence. It is the thing that gives you presence, is confidence. Knowledge. Learn something new every day and teach it to someone else. Learn something new every day and teach it to someone else. Knowledge. Family is part of our foundation of values. Critical to my firm. And I wrote, keep your priorities in focus. My priorities are my family comes first. Innovation. Constantly look for the better way. And creativity is the last one. Think out of the box. Creativity. So kindness, honesty, integrity, respect, confidence, knowledge, family, innovation, creativity. That's our foundation of values. That's what Anne-Marie, my wife and partner at Five Cat, that is, we wrote this years ago, and this was the foundation of our values. This is where it starts, is you need to start with a set of values and what you're going to build everything else on. And as we progress, we're going to dive deeper into some of the critical elements that make up the cultures within our firms. And these values are the things that they're based on. But we're going to get deeper, and we're going to show you more. We're going to get into work-life integration and how that affects culture. We're going to talk about customer service and how you're going to treat your customers and how that is a result of culture. And maybe we'll even talk about equity in architecture. Maybe we can get Rosa back on the show and talk about that, about equity in architecture and how the culture of your firm results in equity. But for now, I want you to think about your firm culture. I want you to think about your firm culture. Is it positive and healthy? Is it thriving? Is it a place where you want to be and you're excited and it has purpose and you want to move forward? It's a place where you want to go every day. Is it contributing to the success of your firm? Is the culture contributing, or is it harming you? Is it harming the success of your firm? Is it harming your financial success? Are you struggling every day to keep it together because the culture is bad? Let's take a critical look inside our firms this week. Let's be intentional with how we want to run our firms, how we want the people within our firms to interact, and the environments in which we work. Let's think about them this week. Let's be intentional. And if you haven't already done so, think about and document your values on which you want to build your firm. What are your foundation of values? Write them down and add them to your business plan. Share them with your employees. Post them on the wall so you don't forget. So every day when you walk into the studio, you see your values on the wall and you remember. Culture is critical. A culture will develop with or without us, and it will make us or break us. It's your choice. All this month of April, we're going to be writing and talking about the topic of culture. And we're going to be diving deep into some of these great topics during the next few weeks. And I don't want you to miss any of them. Work-life balance, work-life integration, and customer service and equity, and maybe some others. I don't want you to miss these. So subscribe on iTunes right now. Go to entrearchitect.com/iTunes. And while you're there, I want you to leave a review. I would love for you to leave me a review and let us know what you think of the show. When you leave a review and you subscribe to the show, it helps other entrepreneur architects find Entree Architect podcast. So entrearchitect.com/iTunes will get you there. Complete show notes and a direct link for this episode will be found at entrearchitect.com/episode118, and a private Facebook group just for you small firm architects. It's private, so all the stuff that we talk about in there is private. We just talked about fees the other day. Don't tell anybody. Get in there, entrearchitect.com/group, and don't forget to pick up access to your free 3-module digital course, Profit for Small Firm Architects. It's free and it's deep. Just go over entrearchitect.com/free course. My name, you might know it, Mark R. LePage, and I am an entrepreneur architect, and I want you to be too, and I encourage you to go share what you know. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll see you next week.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and the sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure. And when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns. What's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glengarry. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.
Attention architects and creative minds, get ready to supercharge your brand with Build Your Brand, the podcast that's unlocking the secrets of branding success for creatives. Hey there, it's Mark Arlepage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my friend, architect marketing expert, Jeff Eccles at Build Your Brand podcast, where he explores the captivating stories of the world's top brands and transforms their lessons into powerful moves for small firm architects and creatives like you. In season one, Jeff shares the thrilling tale of Southwest Airlines, where he dissects their journey to the summit and distills it into strategies tailor-made for you.
It's important to keep in mind that companies like Southwest compete in the real world, just like you, and face real-world challenges, just like you. You might be surprised at how similar those challenges are to the struggles that you grapple with on a day-to-day basis.
Don't miss out on your blueprint for success. Subscribe, tune in, and let's build your brand together.
You may have noticed that the very best brands in the world are also known for having somewhat unique corporate cultures. That's often the glue that holds everything together when they encounter those rough spots.
We don't do it because it inconveniences the passengers to whom we are primarily dedicated, the short-haul frequent flyer.
Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Build Your Brand today. Remember, no matter the size, the journey's the same. Your brand's journey to the top starts here.